You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Hey everyone, it's Joe here from buildassetsonline.com, and today I wanted to share with you an eBay dropshipping horror story that actually happened to my cousin, it's pretty interesting. So if you're thinking about doing this business model, you'll want to hear about it. So what happened was my cousin got into eBay dropshipping from a course he found on Udemy, which basically teaches you to list products from other vendors, like it could be Walmart, it could be Amazon, maybe even AliExpress, and basically put them onto eBay, mark them up a little bit, and kind of just make as many listings as possible, keyword them correctly, and wait for them to sell. And so he had started doing this, and it actually started off pretty well. I mean, you know, maybe he made his first 100 listings and stuff was selling, he was making a little bit of money. But then he decided, like, he's gonna start scaling this up, as you would wanna do with any business that's going well. And so he started adding more listings. He even made a few more accounts, because what happens is eBay doesn't let you make a bunch of listings at once. And that's the name of this game, is you need to make more listings to sell more stuff. So he was making more listings, more accounts, and just scaling. And what would happen was, as he scaled, the problem that he was having magnified. So the biggest problem that he ran into is that people would order stuff, and they would order it because they go on Walmart and they see, oh, this item is out of stock. But then they see on eBay, oh, this seller has it in stock. So they decide to, let me order it on eBay because the shipping time says it's going to ship in like a day or two. So people would do that. And then my cousin would have to message them and be like, look, it's out of stock. And naturally, most people would want to cancel their order. Or, you know, they'd be pretty upset because they're just going to think, hey, I'm just going to wait for this to come back in stock at Walmart. Like, why am I going to pay extra for it on eBay when it's 30% less at Walmart, and eBay is not really giving me any extra value here? So most people would want to cancel. And when that happens, eBay is not very happy. eBay doesn't like dropshipping for that reason, because if the supplier is out of stock and you're dropshipping, it looks bad on eBay because eBay says it's going to ship in a few days and it doesn't. So what had happened was, my cousin had gone on vacation and he had hired a VA to manage all this. And so this kept happening, out of stock. So my cousin would market as, like, customer wants to cancel, and customers would complain. But most of the time, if you market as, like, customer wants to cancel, then eBay's not going to, like, drop the hammer on you too hard. It's still going to negatively impact you for having a lot of canceled orders. And they will catch on eventually. But what happened was, the VA, my cousin didn't train them correctly, and the VA would market items out of stock because that was the truth. And because he was making a lot of sales, and this was happening on most of them, the eBay dropped the hammer on him. Like, all his accounts got hit. His PayPal, like, they held a lot of his money. eBay wanted to charge him a bunch of fees on his credit card, and they did. And he was just left with debt and nothing to show for it, because he needed to pay eBay. But PayPal had his money. The customers weren't getting his shipment. And it was just an absolute disaster. And if you're thinking about doing this business model, and you're going to say, but Joe, what if the VA just marked it as canceled? You know what? This most likely would have happened eventually. And the fact is, for all the effort he was putting in, he was kind of doing this like 20 to 40 hours a week, just managing this, like hiring VAs to list products. He was never like truly, truly profitable, like, because the operating costs were so much. Stuff was out of stock anyway. He wouldn't make money. Yeah, he was getting some cash back on his credit card, and like volume, revenue was going up. But at the end of the day, he wasn't investing his time and his money and his efforts into a real business that he can sell. So long story short, I mean, he had a bunch of debt, like I mentioned. And, you know, we said, why don't you come start working with us? And I'm not trying to say like, we helped him, like we're great. But when he started working with us, he just followed a better business model. And that business model, as you're probably going to guess, if you've seen other videos on this channel, is high ticket dropshipping. And high ticket dropshipping is far, far better than eBay dropshipping for a few reasons. Number one reason is that you have control of the asset. It's your store. I mean, if you sell something that's out of stock, a lot of times it's going to be out of stock everywhere else. So you can actually secure that order with the customer by having them place it on a back order. Another reason is that you start cash flowing in as little as 2 weeks. Like, you don't have to make a bunch of listings and then make like paper thin margins. Because you're doing high ticket, even if you make a 10% margin, that could be $500, that could be $1,000 right away. So you get that cash up front, you get it in your account really quickly, as little as a couple days with Stripe, and you're good to go. And the best part about high ticket dropshipping is that you're building an asset that you can actually sell in the long run. If you're not familiar with selling websites and all that other stuff online, I want you to check out our free course in the description. It's called the Online Asset Playbook, where we show you how we use dropshipping to get quick cash flow while creating an asset at the same time, and then funnel that cash flow into other assets that we can also sell and buy existing websites and stuff like that. So that being said, like I mentioned, our cousin started to work with us. We helped him make a store. We decided to do a profit split on it, and he's taken home now 5 to 20,000 plus in net profit, his share, every month. And again, it's not because we're like the best or something. It's because he's working with a business model that makes sense. And we're gonna most likely have a big cash out on that store that we're working on with him one day. So it doesn't only, he's not only enjoying the profits and the fruits of his labor every month, but he's going to enjoy a nice big fat cash out at the end of the road. So it's actually because of that he was able to get rid of that credit card debt that he had amassed from eBay and PayPal and that whole disaster that I just described. So anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this video. If you have any questions about this or high ticket dropshipping, please leave them in the comments below. And don't forget to check out the dropshipping playlist. I'll link that below as well. And for the love of God, please don't do eBay high ticket dropshipping. I mean, there's two business there's two business models that I really, really hate, and I think they're like terrible. Maybe some people can make money on them, but I think it's the exception and not the rule. And that's eBay Express eBay dropshipping and trying to drop ship from AliExpress with Facebook ads and Shopify. Don't do either of those, guys. Do anything else, anything where you can make a website that you can sell. You can go on empireflippers.com, just kind of look at the stuff that's for sale and what kind of business models you see there. I don't think you're going to see many, if any, AliExpress stores or eBay dropshipping accounts, because I've never seen either of them.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.